This is a podcast about failure. With me, Lola Berry, author, nutritionist, and yoga teacher. Join me as we get to know these guests and learn about how their failures have ultimately shaped their dreams. Welcome to Fearlessly Failing with Lola Berry.
Hello, and welcome to Fearlessly Failing with Lola Berry and Matt Sofo. Hello. Welcome.
Hello, you did a nice intro.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So by the time everybody listens to this, they'll definitely know that you will be in the US of A in California.
Yeah.
In the wonderful Los Angeles.
Land of dreams, city of angels.
City of angels, yeah.
Yeah.
You still don't sit close enough to the mic though sometimes.
Sorry, boss. I'm packing all my pod gear. So we're recording this. I fly out tonight.
Yep.
And we're recording this in advance.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to share why this has happened and what's going on in a bid to.
Yeah.
You know, oh, boss is just checking the volume.
Just turned you up a little bit. That's
hello.
Better.
You've been blaming me this whole time.
Yeah, you got to do that.
But I mean, as in my vol's been down the whole
time. Yeah, you were down a little bit. But so let's get back to this pod.
Sorry, boss. I got my little coffee.
You're in America and we are recording this early. So I think we should probably talk about it.
Let's.
How do you feel about that?
Well, because I fly tonight, I'm quite petrified right now. I feel like it's that people know, you know, there's that mad scramble where you like got to do everything right. Also, like you got to do a COVID test that is not free, by the way.
Yeah.
So I had to pay $150 to get a travel COVID test. They've texted me my results. They haven't emailed them yet. I need to have a hard copy for customs to get out of the car. Like, there's just a lot of. There's just a lot of hoops to get out of the country right now. So I still am kind of like in that like the kind of phase.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe let's go back a little bit because you're kind of jumping around. So 2 years ago or just over 2 years ago when we met.
We're getting to 3 years, you monkey.
Are we?
October, like the 11th or something.
Yeah.
Is our 3 year anniversary.
Yeah. Something like that. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so
he always does that.
Two and a half years ago, we met. We're sitting in the park.
Yeah.
And then you tell me you have this dream that you want to go to America.
Yeah. And then a week after.
Yeah.
I got my green card.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
You got to proof your green card.
And you took me to Nobu that night.
I did to celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just met like the love of my life. And then my dream that I've been working on, just so for people listening know, like I didn't win it in a lottery. Like I had went down a legal path. It was quite expensive and it took me 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years from applying for it and today flying out.
Yeah.
That's 3 year window.
Yeah.
Obviously COVID knocked it around a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I fell in love with you and next minute my dream of going to America came true.
And I knew in my heart that at some point we would have to spend a couple of months apart from each other.
Oh, boss, you're getting sad.
No, I'm not getting sad. I'm very happy for you. I'm very proud of you. I knew that this was coming.
I'm scared of the airport tonight. I'm scared that I'll be like, sad and crying. But
that's
then
okay.
I forget we've got FaceTime, got like – And I think it's going to go quite quick. Like I think it'll go quite quickly. Yeah.
Okay. So let's start at the beginning. What was the process in getting a visa? Like
a green card?
Yeah.
It's really hard. So I met 5 years ago with this agent and I had to meet at a secret location and stuff. And I was like, I really want to go to America. And he was like, the best advice that I can give you. So he's like an agent to the stars, right?
Yeah.
And he met little old me in this hidden location in Melbourne. He was in Melbourne for work. And I was like, I really want to go to America. And he goes, my best advice I can give you is stop dipping your toe in. He goes, you're just going in on an ESTA, which is like a travel visa. He's like, you can't work on that. You can't make US dollars on that. You can't really build any traction. And I was like, oh, and he's like, I'm going to put you in touch with a lawyer that can help you get like either an actor's visa or a long-term green card. And the reason why I wanted the green card is I have multiple jobs. Like I'm a yoga teacher, I'm an author, I'm training to be an actor, I want to be a TV host. There's like all these different facets. Yeah. But if you're going on a visa, you can only make money from that one vocation.
Yeah.
And that was what led me to go for the harder thing, which is the green card.
Gotcha.
And this trip is officially what's called activating it.
Yeah. And how long did that whole process take you to do?
Oh, well, I got rejected. So it's like 20 kilos of paper. I sent a 20-kilo box to America to my lawyers, my immigration lawyers, and then my first case got rejected. So you get one green card in a lifetime, just to put that into perspective. So as much as I'd love to stay in paradise that we are right now, I would lose it for my life. Like, don't get it back. So I got rejected the first time. It was meant to take about a year, and then finally got it when you and I met. But that was probably sitting at the 18-month mark of going
in
for
the
it. So it was the second application.
Yeah.
And I was like homeless for a little while because I thought I wouldn't be in Melbourne very long. So poor old dad copped me living with him like 6 months, and then COVID happened.
Yeah.
I was booked on a flight March 13th at the very beginning of COVID, and every day it was getting worse and worse.
Cancelled,
Do you remember the flight wouldn't confirm? So we marched down Tullamarine and asked them what was going on. They're like, oh, it's a tax issue. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
And I was like, stuff this. I'm talking to my lawyers. I'm pausing it. And I cancelled my flight then. But then I rebooked to fly before it – you've got – green cards got really weird expiries, and you've got really short windows to get in because you have to have full-blown medicals.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go closer to when the entry visa expires. And so I had two flights, maybe even three booked, and they all just kept getting cancelled one after. Remember?
Like,
I'd like gear up to go and you get an email, your flight has been cancelled in a week's time. And so that happened. I had to go through a whole nother legal process to get a new entry visa reinstated, and that's where we are now.
But I think go back a little bit more, because I think people don't understand like the visa process and how it works, because you were approved in 2019.
Yeah.
And then you were given your case file number, which you had to then go have an interview.
Oh, you fly and to Sydney.
And that took a whole 12 months. So I think that you got that in October or November 2019, but you didn't get your appointment with the consulate
until January the following year.
Until January the following year. So yeah, so it was it was a whole 12 months between getting approved for the visa, and then we flew to Sydney together and you had your interview with the consulate, and that's when it was officially approved.
Oh yeah. And Trump was in power then. Was that my boss? I put it on an airplane. Trump was in power then. So I remember I walked into the US embassy in Sydney. So you can only do green card stuff in Sydney. You can't do green card stuff at the other embassies in Perth, Melbourne, whatnot.
Yeah.
And you like swear on like you're on sovereign American soil. And I remember there's just frames of Trump.
Everywhere.
Frame photos of Trump. Yeah. But yeah, that process was really fun. Like, because you hand your phone over. Yeah. You were just waiting for me for like 2 hours.
Yeah, the security guard was like, what are you doing here?
Because in the middle of the city, it's Martin Place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is. It is a very lengthy process. And even now I'm like, oh, my God. Like, the only reason this episode will be released is if everything goes right at the border. Like, I've got to hand over 15 kilos of paperwork of sealed manila folders. I've got to – like, and even getting out of Australia, that's a whole nother – like, I've got paperwork for that. Like, it's a really full-on process. And so this episode, if you're hearing it – that means I've achieved the goal of activating the green card. But if you're not hearing it, well, I've hit a hurdle, and I've hit so many hurdles. It hasn't been straightforward at all.
Yeah. So, okay, so you've have worked in the US before. So you've done a little bit of
not making money though.
Not making money though, but like you've done
You legally can't work on a nester.
Yeah.
So I just went in and I talk on TV shows and stuff, but I'd never...
Never earned money.
Yeah, I just do it for free because it was so much fun.
Yeah.
The film sets over there, boss, are incredible. Yeah. Like I filmed a show and it was filmed on the Universal lot.
Yeah.
And so like you're driving past like where they film Westerns and there's all like mock sets and shop fronts. And I remember the first time I went there, they're like, oh, sorry if you hear... loud sounds. We've got the volcano going off, erupting on the soundstage next door.
Yeah,
very Hollywood.
Yeah. So the average person on a normal, you know, Esther, whatever, you can't earn money.
No.
That's very important because you get kicked out and you can't get let back in. But if you want to work, you need a working visa or a green card or an O-1 or something like that.
Yeah. And like if people listening to this, like I'd be happy to connect people with my lawyer. He's been unreal because it's a hard process. It's also like to be completely open. It gets to be expensive. Quite a costly process. Yep. Even the flights over now have been like $8,000, like really expensive.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you hope to achieve? Like this trip?
I'm calling this my admin trip, boss. Yeah. So I want to get the green card. So you get a physical, it's like a driver's license, but it's like the Statue of Liberty next to your head and the American flag. I want to get my driver's license. You get your social security number. Like, so you start to like open bank accounts. Like you start to build a bit of a...
Set your life up.
I've got a 3-month lease so I can kind of like ground and build a bit of a routine and... whatnot. I'm going to try and take meetings, but in America at the moment, I haven't been able to get a meeting without being vaccinated. So it's like no vax, no meeting, basically. So that's something that I'm going to have to do when I land in America.
Yeah. So you're going to get vaccinated as soon as you get there.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And I know that's probably going to ruffle some feathers, but what's wrong, sexy?
Just checking.
Oh, he's checking the audio. But yeah, I can't get into any acting classes. I can't get a meeting. I can't record podcasts in real life, which I really want to do until I'm fully vaccinated. So my plan is land, have a day of rest to kind of like the body kind of like find a bit of balance and then vaccinate dose one straight away and I'll isolate until I have dose two. I know that sounds really OCD, but I know that COVID is still prevalent in America and I know we live in a bubble here in Australia, but especially here in Byron Bay where it's much less.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't exist here.
No. Whereas there it very much so does. And even when you're vaccinated, you can still pick it up. And so I just want to be really just hyper aware, to be completely honest.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. And you are writing a new book.
I am.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing manuscript edits. I just got a text from my publisher just then. And we'll be doing manuscript edits the whole time I'm away. So it'll be pretty much a book writing and podcasting trip and
setting your life in America up.
Yeah. And I will miss you.
I miss you too. The book thing, will you come back to tour the book or maybe do something around the book later in the year?
So the book comes out on the 1st of November and I will be back on Australian soil to promote that book and to...
Is that date confirmed?
Yes, November 1. No, I've been told November 1, so I'm rolling with it.
Okay.
I've just seen the mock of the cover, which is really exciting. So as soon as I'm allowed to release the cover and pre-sales and whatnot, I'm... so rapt to be coming back to Australia and promoting that little baby because it's been such a huge journey, as you know. And it's, you know, your little heart's in a book.
Of course. Now, leaving the country, though, there is a process to leaving Australia. So the average person just can't leave without a reason. And you had to apply for the border force to allow you to leave the country.
Yeah, and I got rejected, boss.
Got rejected.
Yeah, you have to sign a stat deck. I got a justice of peace to witness mine as well. And you have to commit to staying out of the country for 3 months.
Yeah.
Which I definitely will be doing. And you have to have a very valid reason to be leaving. Apparently, I've heard. I had a meeting with my manager last week and Lauren said that that's got even stricter in the last kind of like week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I, like it was hard for me. I got rejected first round, contacted my lawyer straight away. There are lawyers that are specifically helping people with their travel exemption.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get help for that.
Yeah, of course.
And again, if anyone's listening in that boat, I'm more than happy to connect you with that because it was a different lawyer.
Gotcha.
That was specific for the exemption.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and you got to do a COVID test, which we touched on.
How'd you go yesterday doing your test?
It was my first COVID test. It's just the one up the schnoz ain't no fun. Yeah. You get really watery eyes.
Does it hurt or is it just uncomfortable?
It's just uncomfy and the throat one's fine.
How would you liken it to when you got your ears cleaned out?
Oh, my God. Boss knows. I get really dodgy. I've got dodgy ears, so my ears get blocked sometimes when I swim, and I had to get them syringed in Byron about, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I've never been in more pain.
I've never seen you cry like that.
And we got to the car and I just like hysterically burst into tears because it didn't unblock them either. Yeah. I was in a world of pain and it was horrible. I would never wish blocked ears on anybody ever.
And because of you, we drove to Sydney with your
Because I didn't want to perforate my eardrum, And then we got trapped in Sydney because we were in the floods. Oh, we've had some good adventures, Haven't we, Josh?
We have. How do you feel in general leaving Byron? We have had a nice 6 months here together.
I mean, it's hard to leave paradise. It's hard to leave the love of my life. It's a great way of living here. Like I miss my Pilates teacher, I've got such a nice – we've got such a nice gang. We've got the Woods boys. We've become really good mates. Shout out to Andy and Sam from Woods in Bangalore. We've just become like part of a little crew here and it feels so nice. But also, like, I need to come back to the OG dream, and like a really good mate of mine, Tim, was like, "This has been your dream for like 10 years, Lola."
Yeah.
So, and I've got to be just for everyone listening, I'm going up with zero. Like, I don't have a meeting locked in. I don't have an agent over there.
Yeah.
I don't have a plan other than to get the green card.
Yeah.
The physical green card. Yeah. So,
But I think once you get that, that will open up doors for you.
Well, yeah, because you're hireable. You start to enter the country as a permanent citizen, and then when you enter the country as a permanent citizen, you live like an American.
Yeah.
And at the 5 year mark, you can apply to naturalize, which means you have dual passport, be Australian and American, which is definitely something I'm very interested in.
Of course, and obviously, once the borders do open up and it's a lot easier to travel, will you be coming like back and forth to Australia and still dipping your toe and working in Australia?
You are such a good interviewer. So, Boss and I have a dream to
coming back to Byron.
Yeah, we have a dream to be 50-50, 50% Byron Bay, initially probably 50% Los Angeles, although I really love New York as well. And I think I know you've been to LA, but not New York. I think you're going to love New York.
Yeah.
Like so much. So, yeah, I think the goal is 50% Byron, just like a Hemi. Hemsworth, 50% Byron Bay and then 50% LA or New York or wherever you and I end up.
Mm.
But the only hurdle we've got there is we're obsessed with animals and we want to get some pets soon. So I don't know but I feel like you'll be the Byron base and then you'll be like, yo, I'll meet you in Hawaii.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. I'm hoping once I'm vaccinated, I've got a friend, Mel, that lives in Hawaii and I really want to see her. So I'm hoping after I'm vaccinated, I can hopefully jet to Hawaii and
That'd be nice.
I love Hawaii. It's so healing. The mountains it's got a very similar feel to Byron. Like they say in Hawaii, when you swim in the ocean, she heals your heart.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. But this trip will be 90%. You still will be working. You will be writing. You'll be doing your thing just based from LA. It's not a holiday. It's not a
put your
feet up kind of trip.
And look, to be honest, I would have pushed it out. I did push it out as legally as far as I could. But and I tried to get a second extension on my entry visa because life is so wonderful here. But I wasn't able to. So I have legally done everything I can to stay in Australia. But also, like, I need to weigh up the big dreams as well. And I just wasn't willing to give up my green card
that
I worked. And it's going to end up costing by the end of this trip, if you include the cost of this activation trip, which is kind of what it legally is, it's probably going to be what, 80 grand?
Really?
All up, like second.
Jeez.
Remember, I had to have medicals all over again.
Yeah.
The flights alone are 8,000.
Yeah.
I've paid for full travel insurance for the whole time I'm away.
Could have bought some nice Chanel bags. And
oh, don't.
Could have bought a.
Don't. He knows how much I love my designer.
We could have bought
leaving them all here.
We
aren't
could
I?
Have bought a Defender for that.
Don't. Don't do that to me.
What's your advice for anyone that wants to follow in your footpath and go to America or work in America or look at a visa? What's your advice?
Do it for you. Don't, because everyone's got an opinion on it. Like, so many people are like, you're going to die. Like, yeah. Honestly, some people have said that. Like, why would you want to go there? Why, like, especially with COVID, why would you want to? And I'm like, I'm not a dummy. Like, I understand there's a risk and I don't really want to go right now because it doesn't feel like it's going to be the safest place for me to be. And like, I do have a book that I want to work on here and I want to be planning and working really hard on. But at the same time, I'm also aware that, you know, sometimes you've just got to follow that true calling that's inside your heart. And in yogas, we call it Dharma. You know, I talk about that all the time. But my advice would be work with a lawyer. That would be the first thing I say, because it just, and also you can go into the green card lottery, which is drawn recently, really. So once a year, the lottery is drawn.
But even in that lottery, if you get picked, there's still a whole year process.
Yeah, which I had no idea
ahead
about.
Of that, that until you get your interview and then you can leave and stuff like that. So a lot of people think it's easy. Is it easy?
No, no. I would say it's one of the hardest career things I've ever tried to do. And again, you're going over zero, like ground zero. So, you know, it's not easy. It's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of like nitty gritty stuff. And even flying out, you know, that's hard too at the moment. That's because of COVID though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to miss me?
So much, sexy legs. I think it's going to be hard to not have you in the bed with me.
I know. I was thinking that. I was like,
We love a little spoon, don't we?
This morning, who am I going to warm up to?
I know.
Be good in, actually,
You're going to say,
be good in summer because I won't have a hot body next to me, but
I get back in time for summer.
I know you'll get back.
So the plan is to be half here, half there. Yeah. So I will be coming back for a book tour and another really exciting thing that we're launching soon.
Which you're not allowed to talk about yet.
Do you reckon?
No.
Don't yet?
No. Wait.
Something really cool is coming really soon, and as soon as I can talk about it, you guys will be the first to know. I'll definitely launch it on a – well, we've got a podcast all about it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, live for that. So,
oh, got you. One step
ahead. And we've got a new Lola coffee product that's finally
– oh, my God, we have to shoot that before I leave today.
I know.
Oh, shit, we're really running out of
time. It's finally in the factory today, so
– we've got to take photo. That's all right. We'll make it all happen.
Yeah.
We've got a day.
That's fun.
I'm going to have my – I want to have my one last Woods banana bread.
Okay, let's go now then. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I love you, Bosco.
I love you too.
And although we'll be looking at each other not in real life for the next little while, my love for you is only going to grow stronger.
Oh, my love for you be stronger too. Mm. I miss you.
Go to the farmer's markets for me, boss. I reckon it's going to slack off on the farmer's markets while I'm away.
I think the first – maybe a few weeks I'll slack off.
And then you'll want
and
health.
Then I'll get back into a routine of.
And don't go buy that cookies and cream ice cream. I know what you do when I travel. You buy a family tub.
That's so good though.
No, Bosco.
That was I only did that once.
Oh my God, he really. I've messaged a few of his really good mates and I'm like, check in. And Ilias wrote, don't worry, I won't let him stay in the studio all day long. Because you could easily do that. You
I know. I've never lived alone. So this will be my first time living alone.
And I guess living with me, I'm full on. Let's call a spade.
You are full on. I think the first few weeks will feel like a holiday and then I'll miss you and then I'll probably get into a routine.
Jane, our very good friend, said to me, how do you think you'll go alone without Matt? And I was like, oh, I'm a wolf. Like I click into wolf mode, which is like when I'm alone. And she goes, yeah, for a week and then you're going to miss him. And I was like, touche, you're very right. You're very right.
Nah, I think that, look, at the end of the day, we knew that this was happening for the last 2 years.
Yeah, and so I think, we have felt very prepared.
Yeah.
And even though, like, it's scary to be doing it during a pandemic and when there's so much uncertainty in the world, like, I think about when I was meant to go last March, and that would have been so much scarier, whereas now, you know, like, I've been mentally preparing for it for quite a while. I've still bitten off all my nails.
I know you
boss.
Have. I also knew getting into a relationship with you how much you would have to travel in your life.
I've traveled so much even since you, Byron. I know.
You've traveled probably like 15 times in the last 6 months.
Since I've been Byron, I'm always on a flight.
So, yeah, I think you've two or three times a month you've traveled since we've been here in
I
the
have.
Last 6 months. So that's – and. Like, I knew that from the start. I was like, oh, this girl's always going to have to travel and I'll just be at home taking care of the dogs. And
picks me up from the airport, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Waiting there. I'm going to miss you. This is probably a bit of an overshare. I love the smell of his neck. I give you a little hug in your nook, don't I?
That's cute.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that cute. Smell.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Sorry.
Let's go have
Too much love, boss.
Too much love. Let's go have a banana bread and coffee.
Yes, please. Love right. you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
That's a wrap on another episode of Fearlessly Failing. As always, thank you to our guests. And let's continue the conversation on Instagram. I'm at YummoLolaBerry. This poddy, my word for podcast, is available on all streaming platforms. I'd love it if you could subscribe, rate, and comment. And of course, spread the love.